What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, former pharmacist turned holistic life and business coach, speaker, and author. And on this podcast, if this is your first time, welcome onto the platform. We talk about all things health, business, and personal development to evolve you into the best version of yourself. And it's not only me speaking here on this platform as a solo episode producer, but it's also me bringing on other exciting guests that can offer value onto this platform to help you out. So if that sounds good to you, what I would like for you to do, just a small investment that I would ask, is just simply go ahead and smash a rating for me, leave a review, or you can email us down in the show notes and let us know how we've done on this episode. And if you have not done so already, go and check out our previous episodes that we have produced. It has been an amazing journey thus far, and I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you that decides to stay on this platform with us in support, because for me personally, this is an outlet, and I'm just so elated and grateful that people have decided to tune in and really give some positive feedback that it has helped them in some way. And because this platform is so unique, I don't get to see a lot of times the people that are being impacted. So what I would like for you to do, if any of these episodes help you out, just shoot me an email and say, hey, Brian, I listened to episodes such and such and such and such. That just gives me so much joy to know that it has helped somebody. So that being said, let's go ahead and hop into today's episode, which I am, again, just like any episode, I tell you guys this all the time, that I truly believe that every episode I've tried to produce, it has been either a question that's been posed to me or a question that I've been looming over for a duration of time. And I said, I've got to share this with the people. So what we're going to be going over today is the psychology of judgment. And this comes from both sides. So I want my judgers and my judgees to make sure that you're listening up. So if you have judged, I think all of us subconsciously and consciously have inflicted judgment upon people in our lives. And a lot of us do it to our own selves. We inflict pain upon our lives through our own thoughts and our own words. So I want us to listen up to this episode. And why I think this is so pivotal right now is because what I've seen as of late is a lot of, obviously, this year of 2020, as we're finishing up and wrapping this up, it's been a roller coaster for a lot of individuals. But what I've seen most is there's this togetherness and community that's trying to reformulate, but there's also this continuous division through judgment, right? Because we are forced as a society a lot of times, or quote unquote, I should put quotes around that, force, because we all have a decision to make for how we choose to live out our lives and the decisions that we choose to make in our lives, right? So we have a decision, and we're forced into making a one-sided decision. And you can let me know if you resonate with that, or you can, you know, do whatever celebration dance you do to give acknowledgement to that statement. But really, we are forcing our society to, you know, separate ourselves into choosing either the left side or the right side, or the right way of doing things or the wrong way of doing things, or thinking differently this way or going this way, right? It's either, you know, it's either black or white. And I don't mean that in a color sense. You can take that however you mean, but I mean, there's really no gray area a lot of times. And what I want to talk about today is really understanding how we judge, why we judge, where does this come from, and how we can maybe stop judging as much unto others, but also unto ourselves, right? I really want us to get this down pat, because it is just like any thought, whether positive or negative. I tell my clients all the time that it's an energetic transfer. When you are giving energy to something in your life in general, is it bringing you energy in a reciprocal fashion? So is it, you know, the energy that you're putting out into the world, from a judgmental standpoint, is it constructive or deconstructive? Is it solving a major problem, or you are inflicting that judgment upon yourself and others because it's coming from your own experiences? So without further ado, I'm going to jump into it. So let's, as I always do on these episodes, as you guys know, if you're new here, I always like to give context. So I want us to really understand, you know, the proper definition of judgment. It's the process by which people make decisions and form conclusions based on available info, underline that, available info, and combined with mental activity or thought, underline that, available info, thought, and then the final is experiences. So we've got three prongs here that we are drawing conclusions, formulating conclusions, making decisions based on available info, our thoughts, and our experiences. Okay, we got that down pat, right? Now, a lot of our impressions of others and on ourselves are based on another set of judgments, which are morality, social ability, and competence, right? So if your morals don't match up with another person's morals, they're in the wrong. If this person isn't in this subset or subgroup in society, if they aren't making a certain amount of money, they are in the wrong. And I want you not only to do this to others, but I want you to put yourself into this. You could be saying this to yourself, right? That you're not worthy. You're not matching up. You're not in the higher tiered tax bracket yet. And competence. We make judgments on also these subsets based on what the definition was telling us, right? So we've got morality, social ability, and competence. So if we understand those prongs, we can now have a firm foundation to stand upon to understand why we do what we do. This is why we're on this podcast. This is why maybe you tuned into this. This is why you're here, is because we are looking to evolve into the best versions of ourselves. And to do that, we must understand firmly what is actually going on. We get in this routine of conforming to our natural norms of living. And mostly my listenership is adults, or are adults. I don't have any youth on here necessarily unless I do a speaking engagement. So I'm talking to grown folk, as my grandmother and my mom says. So grown folk. All right. And my mom used to always tell me, and she still does. And I remember my grandmother's telling me, you can't change grown folk. Right. They're stubborn. They're going to do what they want to do. But we're on here. And what I'm trying to get us to do is we have got to understand, why do we inflict the pain of judgment upon ourselves and others? Why are we so hard? Why are we making it so hard for others and ourselves? Why? Why would we decide to give that energy out into the universe, into others, into ourselves, when all we're trying to do is live our best lives, right? So this principle of right and wrong is, like I said, the right and the wrong, there just seems to be no gray area, and I live in the gray. Hashtag live in the gray. I live in the gray because the gray means, that does not mean I'm not moving. That does not mean I'm not able to, you know, make a decision what is right or wrong. Yes, there are things in life. There's a moral compass, a moral code of right or wrong. There are things that we're supposed to know just from our childhood, from our adolescence, that, hey, this is what is supposed to be instilled in us from the get-go. Now, depending on your upbringing and depending on the youth, yes, there can be different experiences. There can be things that, you know, that person was only exposed to, and that was their right, right? That was their way of survival. So I want to welcome on everyone here to say that everyone's experience is of value, right? But we must understand that, hey, our experiences oftentimes are conflicted with the way we are living now, because we are inflicting that pain or judgment upon ourselves and others. Okay, so there's kindness and respect, moral code, don't kill, cheat, steal, or lie. Don't think before you act, or excuse me, think before acting. Are you honest and fair? Do you not judge, right? There are things that just generally we're trying to do to be better individuals and contributors to society so we can, again, move all of our lives forward, okay? So what questions can we ask? And the reason, let me pause right there before I go into these questions. And if you're with me, I appreciate you from this point on, because we're about 10, 15 minutes in. And I, whether you're in a live time, as Robert Greene calls it, where we're using a live time right now and not being dead. So that means that you are being productive, whether moving, driving, whatever you're doing. So let's pause for the calls, as I say on here, for just a second to understand why I am, again, producing this episode and talking about this. I have been hearing, and I hate to bring up our viral friend right now, our virality friend, you know, the COVID, the vid, as Kevin Hart calls it, the vid. But again, we have a lot of individuals that are in, that are making judgments upon people depending on how they want to handle this so-called, it's not a so-called, okay? We're going to keep this real. It's not a so-called. This is real, okay? There have been families, there have been people that have been affected, including mine. And what I've been seeing as of late is that individuals have been having a lack of respect for the way that people are choosing to live their lives based on their own experiences that are happening to their loved ones and people that are in their lives that they care about. What I mean by that specifically, for example, again, disclaimer, you can live your life how you want to live it, but respecting people's decisions and respecting the way a person decides to live out their life, as long as they are trying to do their best or centered around these moral codes, right? Hey, I'm not bothering anybody. I'm choosing to live my life the way I want to live it. Hey, I'm not killing, cheating, stealing, or lying. I'm just trying to take care of my family and do the best I can, right? I'm honest and fair. I'm doing everything, but it just seems like I'm still being judged, Brian. It just seems like I have to conform to a certain way of people's thinking in society, or I'm bad. I'm looked at as, you know, a person that is not with the right way. What is the right way? I pride myself on this podcast, on all of my platforms, especially in my coaching business, is that I welcome diversity. I welcome diversity, not in just color, creed, ethnicity, but I'm talking about in gender. I'm talking about thought processes, experiences that people have in their lives, because everyone is properly placed on this earth for a divine purpose. I fully believe that. We were not just planted here by happenstance. As much as people think that you just came upon this earth, however you did, whether it was on purpose or it wasn't on purpose, and you know what I'm talking about. You were here for a reason. So why do we choose to make life harder than it is? And before I go into these questions again, I will tell you this, that I've talked about this on many of my episodes, and just me talking real, is that if you're here right now and you don't believe this, you can prove me wrong, but everyone in this life is selfish, naturally selfish. If we weren't selfish, there would be certain decisions that we make that we would probably be like, I'll rethink that. Because we are placed in this society that is so competitive, more so in the United States, really, we're placed in the society that has put us and positioned us in certain boxes. We are born to conform unless we are taught otherwise. And it just seems like, okay, I've got to compete. And that's wonderful, right? I've got to fight. Okay, that's great. I've got to be a little bit selfish. to do that, to win, to be the best. Got to be a little bit selfish. But in that, we still can have respect for how we treat ourselves and how we choose to treat others. So let's go into these questions. Four questions that both sides of the party can really ask themselves. Meaning if you can tell yourself honestly, truthfully that, wow, I've been a judger. I've been judging a lot this season. And second, if you felt like you're trying to do what you think is best for you and your family and your loved ones and your friends and your own life, and you feel like you're always being judged or you're being judged for choosing the direction of your life, I want you to ask yourself these questions from both sides. Because everyone's done both. At some point in your life, you have subconsciously or consciously judged, and everyone has been judged, whether you have known it or you haven't. So let's go into the first question. Are they right? Are they right? If you've been judged, are they right? If you're judging, maybe you reverse that question, say, is this right of me to do? Is this true? What I'm saying? Or do I need to check myself really quick? And am I inflicting my own experiences upon another person's choice to live their life how they want to live it? That's their freedom. As long as it's not ultimately affecting me, it's their choice. Again, going back to that moral code. Are they right? First question I would ask. More specifically, you can reverse it, but asking if you've been judged during this season, are they right? See, we don't constantly tell ourselves the truth about what our decisions are having upon our lives, what decisions we're actually making, and being firm in those decisions and having a reasoning behind those decisions. Because if we don't have a reasoning, a true why behind these decisions that we make for our lives, of course, we're going to feel some type of way when someone comes at us incorrectly. We're going to start changing our minds to say, wow, maybe this isn't the right way of thinking. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. This is a question that you can go back and forth on, right? There have been many times that, hey, you know, are they right? Maybe I need to check myself for a second. Maybe they are right. It's okay. And that just brings out the honesty that I think all of us need to start having conversations more regularly with ourselves. Let's go to the second question. What is their motivation? I want you to reverse this for my judges. What is my motivation for doing this? Like, what is the reason for giving out this energetic transfer? What is the reason for someone being hurt so much that they've tried to literally cause harm to someone else by judging them? Ask this question. Realistically, I want you to pause if you need to right now. Ask yourself this question out loud and say, what was their motivation for judging me? The third question, what do I know about their character? Again, this is coming from the judgee, the person that is being judged. If you're a judger, I want you to reverse that question again, and I want you to ask yourself, what is my character like? Because there's only one person in the universe that is divinely perfect, right? So you got flaws in of yourself. So what flaws are coming out that are seeping through your pores, that are coming out of the side of your mouth as you're speaking harm to someone else? You're speaking out your own experiences, say, my experiences is better than yours. And you need to choose my route, or it's the wrong route. You need to choose my way of thinking, or it's the wrong way of thinking. See, what I like to do with my clients is, and why I love coaching so much, and, you know, I love the coaching aspect and, you know, developing people's lives and help them turn their purpose into profit and really getting them to be a better individual overall, is really this concept that I don't know everything. When my clients come to me, I tell them straight up, I'm like, I don't know everything. So this is a partnership. This is a team, right? You're coming to me for guidance because I have been along a journey to where you are trying to go along, and I can get you to a certain level so you don't make maybe the same mistakes I did, but I don't know everything. So I need you to understand that now, that none of us know everything. Yes, each of us have had our own experiences. But again, I'm going to go back to this phrase that my grandmother and my mom always used to tell me, and maybe you've had this person in your life tell you this too. You can't change grown folk. They have to be willing to understand that I have to change for myself. And if I've placed the right people around me, if certain people are asking me intentional questions, if a person cares about me to change, are they putting certain thought processes and ideas in my mind, or are they telling me what to do? There's a time and a place, yes, to tell. But again, to get people to change behavior, to get people to change their behavior, that's a tough thing to do. There's a process of behavioral change. So let's repeat this again. The first question, are they right? The second question, what is their motivation? Again, you can reverse these for my people that have judged. Third question, what do I know about their character? And fourth, have I ever done the same? Have I ever done the same? Have I judged? Have I been judged? See, what these four questions break down is this concept that we are all individuals, again, with our own experiences of life, and we have both been on the sides of each of being judged and being a judger. And again, going back to the definition, it's the process in which we make decisions, we form conclusions, and it's based on available info. So the info that you're only available to, maybe the other person didn't get the info that you did. So why not educate that individual? Hey, have you thought about this before? Hey, I got this. I read this article. You should check it out. Hey, I heard this on this network. Have you listened to that yet? Hey, why do you think that way? Hey, I was thinking lately about this concept. What do you think? Available info. A thought. Available info combined with a thought. We have 30 to 60 to 100,000 thoughts that run through our mind on a daily basis, depending probably more so now than ever for most people, because you've had more idle time. You've had more dead time than alive time. You weren't able to turn the dead time in. You're going to be, most people are going to, maybe even did during quarantine, if you're around the world, in the United States, really, during quarantine from March to May, many of you wish you had that time back. You probably did. You probably have thought about, man, I had so much time. And the final is experience. You have available info, combined mental activity or thoughts, and your experiences. That's all you're making these conclusions and judgments and making decisions about how others should live their lives. Also, again, I just don't want to speak to my judgers, But we judge ourselves. And also, we've also been judged. So we've got to see both sides of it. And this is why the psychology, the understanding of how we are viewing ourselves in society, sociology, right? How we interact with other people and how do we interact with society? How do we understand this a little bit better to evolve ourselves? And we've got to ask ourselves more intentional questions. The most powerful person in the room is always the person that asks the most intentional questions, that typically is not speaking the most. So if you want someone to change, or you're trying to understand a certain perspective, ask a better question. Because if you're making a judgment or a statement and you feel like you are in the right and haven't got the other party's view, you're only making it on available info, mental activity, or one spark of a thought that you've had that you haven't even thought about yourself, and your own experiences that have crept back up in your mind from maybe your adolescent years or some piece of your life. I'm going to leave you with this, and I'm going to let you go along your day, your evening, your morning. And, you know, I'm huge in stoicism. You can look up what stoicism is. I've talked about it on here. You can check out maybe a couple episodes ago. I forgot exactly what number it was, but the Stoics pretty much state that our journey, our goal, our process is to seek truth and have objective beliefs. We must start thinking more objectively, removing a lot of emotion, removing all the things, and look at the person, look at the facts, look at the information, again, from all parties, to understand better how we can communicate together, how we can move forward together, and how we also can move our own lives together. Because again, you can re-listen to this episode and you can remove other people and you can just place yourself in this, on this platform, and say, wow, I have judged myself. I have been so hard on me to the point where I feel like I am stuck. I feel like I can't move. I'm in a cage because every time I try to move, it's judgment hitting me in the face. And it's only me doing that to me. I've talked about imposter syndrome so many times. I have to consistently remind my clients, even remind myself, because we are a family here. And I do not, again, I practice what I preach. I do not say that I know everything, but every day I'm trying to understand how I can ask myself better questions and how we can navigate this thing called life. So again, I'll repeat that again from the Stoics. How can we seek truth? And that may be of a question of its own, Brian. How do we know what's true or not? I think that's the beauty of life, is that everyone has so many experiences. The people that you interact with, there's so many people that you interact with that you don't even acknowledge, that you forgot you interacted with. That, again, you don't know what's true, what's not true necessarily. But again, that's the beauty, is that we can continuously seek truth objectively. We can have our own firm morals and values and belief systems, right? And we must respect each other for having those. And in turn, we're going to allow ourselves to remove that subjective judgment, the value judgment on people. So that being said, I'm going to end this here. I appreciate each and every one of you, again, that was listening to this episode, taking the time out of your day to just spend a little bit of time with me, hear my thoughts. Hopefully it helped you, or just, again, I'm trying to get people to think better, right? So if this sparked a thought in you that maybe it's been suppressed or has been risen to the surface at all, please let me know. Down below in the show notes, I have all my information from my courses, my Connect calls, all the stuff that I do. You can listen more to my story. And if I can help you in any way, please let me know. But other than that, share this out with a friend. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple iTunes. If you don't have an Apple device or you're not listening onto those at all, please just email me and let me know if this episode or any previous episodes helped you out. And that being said, thank you guys so much as always, and I will see you in the next episode.